months. The people just walking past us.
What's wrong with you?
No food, no water, no nothing. Whatever we had, we've been taking it. That's the only way we could survive.
They got the food right here. Let me show you right here. This is where they got the food.
They said only hotel guests on the buses. They weren't going to arrange transportation for anyone else. Hotel guests that had multiple cars loaded up their SUVs with luggage and refused to take other people.
Everybody live here from paycheck to paycheck. We don't have the money to get out of town like they want us to do.
Looters is a person that'll go in a store and come out with a television. I went in Walmart and came out with a pack of pita bread and a six-pack of Fruit 2-0, and I wrote down anything I took to feed my family.
Oh, look, right here. Yeah. They don't give us nothing. They don't give us nothing. We ain't drinking no ice water, nothing. But we can't get it.
There's nobody in charge. The National Guard, the police, there is nobody. Somebody needs to come take charge and put organization and get these people to safety, to get them clothes, the basic things that they need to live from day to day.
It's not about low income, it's not about rich people, poor people, it's about people. Nobody wants to hurt anybody in this city. Nobody wants to hurt these people who have these businesses.
It's totally crazy. We feel totally abandoned by the government.
We need help. If y'all can see me, send somebody to help us.
We have to sleep out here this time of night. Take a look at all of this. Now, what they gonna do if the hurricane come again? All of us gonna be flooded. We don't have nowhere to go. Nothing to eat. We just need some help out here. It is so pitiful. Pitiful and shame.